USA News, I'm John Schaefer. In the latest poll, former President Trump is holding a lead over President Biden in the White House race. According to the Harvard Caps Harris poll, Trump has 48% support, while Biden has 41%. Recent surveys indicate Trump's outperformance of Biden in several pivotal battleground states. The White House reporting progress in efforts to secure the release of hostages being held by Hamas in Gaza. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
We believe we're closer than we've ever been, so we're hopeful. But there's still work to be done, and nothing is done until it's all done, so we're going to keep working on this.
The development coincides with news reports indicating that negotiators are close to finalizing an agreement to release some of the hostages that were taken during the October 7th attack on Israel. The proceedings concerning a gag order in one of former President Trump's federal cases has concluded. During the hearing, Trump's lawyer engaged in a debate with Judge Patricia Millett over a hypothetical scenario related to freedom of speech.
We have no...
I am not. It is really... I'm sorry, but I really want an answer to your understanding of the release conditions. This is, for the record, a hypothetical question.
The judge's restrained gag order in his 2020 election subversion case was temporarily halted while a three-judge panel deliberated on how to reconcile Trump's right to free speech. The funeral for the late former First Lady Rosalynn Carter is scheduled for the upcoming week in Georgia. The wife of the 39th President of the United States passed away at the age of 96 on Sunday. AAA anticipates that more than 55 million individuals will head out on Thanksgiving travel, going at least 50 miles from their homes. This marks an increase of over 2% compared to the previous year and stands as the third highest Thanksgiving travel forecast on record. The majority of Americans projected to reach their destinations by car. This is USA News.
Attention small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
A shareholder of Tesla is urging the company's board of directors to temporarily suspend Elon Musk due to his endorsement of anti-Semitic ideas on social media. Jerry Brackman is requesting the board to unequivocally acknowledge Musk's error in supporting an anti-Semitic post on X. As the president of First American Trust, Brackman stated in a release that while he supports free speech, there is no excuse for spreading hatred by a CEO of a public company. Can that jiggly jello mold fly with you this Thanksgiving?
Well, yes, it can. If you're traveling in the air for the holiday, anything solid like baked goods, meats, stuffing, or casseroles, that can go through the TSA checkpoint and go to your seat. However, if you can spill it, spread it, spray it, pump it, or pour it, and it's larger than 3.4 ounces, it has to go in your checked bag. I'm Corey Myers.
Actor Wayne Brady is recuperating following a car accident that escalated into a physical altercation in California. The incident happened in Malibu Sunday night when Brady's car was hit by another vehicle. Both drivers pulled over. Brady and the other driver got into a dispute that turned physical. The other driver fled the scene when Brady called the police, but he was later arrested and charged with battery, DUI, and hit and run. At Monday Night Football, the Kansas City Chiefs playing host to the Philadelphia Eagles in a rematch of Super Bowl 57. The Eagles enter the game boasting the NFL's best record. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.